فتى إلا ليلى سيف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتى إلا ليلى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today in tradition number 36 from the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, we want to look at another tradition, another statement which he gave, which he spoke to Kumail ibn Ziyad, a very trusted, loyal, trustworthy, loving companion of the commander of the faithful. And in this tradition today, we want to look at five commandments for life, which the Imam has given to his close companion, and also as an extension to you and I. We know that again, when we look at our traditions, we have many different ways that the Prophet and the infallible Imams have explained life, have given us guidance on how to lead our life in this temporal, transient world. So let us see what the Commander of the Faithful has in store for us today in his particular statement. And he says the following: O Kumail, always speak the truth. Keep close friendship with those who are God-conscious. Distance yourself from the open sinners. Be careful with the hypocrites, and do not befriend the treacherous ones. The first part of the statement of the commander of the faithful is to always speak the truth. And this is a commandment which is within the traditions, within the Quran, numerous times. As believers, we have to be those who always speak the truth. We can't be of those who lie. And no matter what state we find ourselves in, whether we're rich or poor, whether we're in power or we are, servants, we're in a state of servitude, whether we have the upper hand or we are the underdog, whatever time, whatever place, whatever era we find ourselves in, the truth is what must be upheld. The truth is what we must always speak, and we need to live and to die by the message of the truth. This is the first statement, the first commandment of life that the commander of the faithful gives to Kumail, is to always be truthful in every aspect of his life. In the second portion of the tradition, the Imam says to Kumail to keep close company and friendship with those who are the God-conscious, those who have taqwa. And this obviously is one of the most important topics within Islam, is who we actually are friends with. As the traditions tell us that a person normally follows the ways of life of his close friends and associates. And the Quran also tells us that on the Day of Judgment, the believers will be upset, and rather all of humanity will be upset and will be in a state of complete anguish because of the fact that they took certain individuals as friends and guides over others. And so we have to ensure that we keep friendship and close contacts with those who are close to Allah, those who are going to help us to get closer to Allah and to stay on His path, and not to be of those, not to have friends of those who would, for example, lead us towards the areas of debauchery, of sin, of the prohibited taking place. In the third part of the tradition, the Imam mentions to distance yourself from those who are open sinners. So not only is it enough as believers that we have friendship with the friends who are good people, who are of moral, outstanding moral character, but also he says distance yourself from those who are open sinners. Because we know that, again, this will have an impact on us. And not only would it have an impact, even if we say, well, we're impervious to the actions of those around us, but at the same time, if we are hanging out and hanging around people who are openly breaking the laws of Allah, we also run the risk of people seeing us with them, and they may presume incorrectly and unjustly that we are a part of that group or that gathering. And so as important as it is to keep good company, we also have to keep away from those people of ill repute. The fourth trait the Imam mentions is to be careful with the hypocrites. And it's interesting to see the wording of the Imam, because when he talked about the people who sin, he says, keep a distance, keep away from them. But when it comes to the hypocrites, he said to be careful of them. And we know that hypocrites, what the Quran calls the munafiqun, those who are two-faced, they, in essence and in actuality, actually have brought about the greatest harm to the religion of Islam. Because those who openly disbelieve in religion and in Islam and openly work against the religion, those are easy to spot. They are easy to identify within a society. However, the challenge comes with those who are professing Islam, who profess the belief in God and the prophethood and all of the things that religion entails. but behind the scenes, they actually are not of those who believe. And so the Imam says, be careful, don't necessarily you know, cut off relations with them, but be careful of them. Be aware of who they are, be aware of their plans and plots, and to be really walk around them and tread around them very carefully. What you speak, what you do, everything that you do, be extremely careful when you deal with the people of hypocrisy who are two-faced individuals. And the fifth and the final point of the Imam is to not befriend the treacherous ones, those who are going to stab you in the back, literally, figuratively. The Imam says that those who are the people of khiyana or treachery, who are vile people in that sense, need to be completely shunned from the society, from your life, and to really keep those people at a very far distance, because of the fact that they would not think twice about stabbing another believer in the back. They would not think twice about doing the acts of iniquity that they perform. And so the Imam says that, you know, don't even keep them within your view. Just completely shun them and remove them from being in your presence. The fifth and the final point is where the Imam tells Kumail to not befriend the treacherous, those who are people of treachery. And as we see in the tradition that the Imam has spoken about different people at different levels, at this fifth level, he's talking about those who would easily stab another human being in the back, metaphorically speaking. He says, don't befriend them, that these are not people worthy of your friendship. They are not worthy of you being around them. They're not worthy of people that you should actually even consider. And so we see how the Imam deals with five different groups of individuals, five segments of society within this particular tradition. So in summary, when we look at this tradition and we think about how we should implement this on a communal, on a societal, and on a level of the entire society, we see how the Imam has given us different gradations of people and how to deal with each and every one of them. And indeed, if we take the words of the Imam to heart and we look at the people around us and within society and we try to affix one of these labels to them, obviously being fair and just in that application, we will be given guidance on how to deal with everybody within society and how everybody will still have the rights that they are to be afforded, but also how we as a community of believers need to be careful of many different strata within our society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Ali, 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 Ali,